It's The Takeaway. I'm Arun Vanagopal, and we've got one more story for you today. On February 25th, 1960, in Montgomery, Alabama, a group of 35 black men and women took part in the first sit-in against segregation in the state. Comprised mostly of students from Alabama State College, the demonstrators asked to be served at a whites-only snack bar in the Montgomery County Courthouse. When police officers came to respond to the sit-in and forced the group out, the students stayed put for about an hour. And while they eventually left the building without getting arrested, the protest did not sit well with Alabama's segregationist governor, John Patterson. Patterson reached out to the school's president and pressured him to punish the student demonstrators. Nine of them were expelled, and the other participating students were also penalized. It took the state of Alabama until 2018 to apologize and clear those punishments from the former students' records. Joining me now to discuss the legacy of the sit-in, 60 years later, is St. John Dixon. St. John took part in the sit-in and was expelled by the university. St. John, thank you so much for coming on The Takeaway.
Okay.
So what do you remember about the days and weeks leading up to the sit-in, and how did you ultimately decide that this Montgomery State Courthouse was the best place to demonstrate?
Well, leading up to the sit-in, we decided that we should do something to deal with the inequities and the unjust treatments that we were getting. And we felt that it was our turn to actually take part, because we was tired of being dehumanized by the system and so forth. So a number of students decided they would get together. And the reason we chose the courthouse, we wanted to do it in a state-supported building rather than to do it with the different chain store restaurants and so forth. And leading up to the demonstrations, it was over 150 people who decided that they would do this from the college. And when closer it got to the time to demonstrate, we only had about 30, 35 people who actually participated at the time. As we got to the courthouse, we were told that we would not be served and so forth. And there were a number of times the N-word was used. But we say that we're going to stay here until we're served. And we were taking a chance on being arrested or being beaten. And we felt that one of the reasons that we felt that we should do this, because the governor at that time, John Patterson, had made a statement that the students from Alabama State were not educated enough to actually do something like that, that we were not smart enough to do this. And they had had a couple of other demonstrations in other cities, and we felt that it was our time to actually make a statement and let them know that we were not afraid, and that we were ready to actually make a statement to the world that, hey, this is unjust, and we're going to do what we got to do. And like I said, we sit down so others could stand. So it was a very trying experience, and we were threatened as we got to the courthouse that if we didn't leave, that we would be arrested or whatever. We said, well, we're going to stay until that happened. And one of the policemen came up to me and asked me what was my name. And I said, well, unless I'm arrested, I'd rather remain anonymous. And that was not something that a black should say to a policeman here at Montgomery. And this is one of the things that really happened. And as a result of what we did, I was considered a leader, because I had attended all of the demonstrations and the meetings and so forth that they had. But I felt that I was not really a leader at that time. I was just a participant. But I was one of the nine that was expelled. And I was expelled, and they call it my case, Dixon versus the State of Alabama Board of Education. But there were nine of us, and the reason they named it after my case is that I was the only litigant to actually testify at the trial, which we found out later that some time later I found out that we won the case, and it went all the way to the Fifth Circuit, and that's how we won, and they were willing to actually rescind that order in terms of what happened. And 50 years later, they called us back and had us walk across the stage and gave us our degree.
So, sir, were you nervous? I mean, clearly your willingness to speak out against a police officer to testify and all that suggests that you weren't. But inside, how'd you feel?
Well, you know, that was a bit of nerve there, but I felt that what I was doing was greater than the nerves that I was dealing with at the time. And because of things that had happened in my life and how my father was discriminated against and talked to by whites in my little hometown, I said, well, hey, you know, we got to do something. And I'm willing to take a chance. And I know, being a close friend of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, we were taught to be nonviolent. So therefore, we didn't fight back or whatever. We just took whatever came. And that was one of the things that we did.
And Dr. King met with your group following this sit-in. What did he have to say to you?
Well, he always he was very charismatic with their people. He had a way that he could deal with people, and he constantly told us that, hey, listen, the danger that it was because of the fact that it was just the bus boycott, Montgomery County bus boycott, had happened in 1955, which he was very instrumental in dealing with. So he constantly told us, hey, listen, there are those of you who may not feel that you can do this, so we're not going to look down on you if you don't go. But, you know, this is something that we feel that we should do. And that's what we did.
How did getting expelled from college end up impacting your life?
Oh, that was a great impact, because when I was first expelled, I got a scholarship through the organization of CORE, Congress of Racial Equality. And I chose, we had different cities that we could choose in order to go. And I chose California because I had relatives in the area that I decided to go. And I went to San Jose State, and that was in San Jose, California. I was in my, when I first got there, they refused to let me in because they were saying that we don't want rabble rousers and so forth in the school. But because of people that were behind us, I didn't get in the first semester, but I was able to get in the second semester. I left in my senior year. I had 18 more units to complete, but unfortunately, fortunately, I should say, I was married because I had a kid on the way, and we are still together after 57 years.
All right. Well, we have to wrap it there, but St. John Dixon, thank you so much. St. John Dixon protested against segregation at the Montgomery County Courthouse 60 years ago today. St. John, thanks again.
You're welcome.